God, we love to sing our praises over and over to you, to the matchless God, high and exalted over all.
Amen. That is awesome. I just, today we thank him for everything that he's done. And you guys, if y'all want to get up, clap your hands. Just a little bit faster. We're good. Yeah. It's called Thank You, Lord by Don Mullen. So, here we go. Glory to God. Glory to God. Lord, we welcome you here today. Holy Spirit, just wrap your arms around us. Let us know everything gonna be okay. Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we say thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Do you love the Lord today? Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. With a grateful heart, with a song of praise, with an outstretched arm, I will bless your name.
Mightily moving by the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We'll begin with prayer in the communion class. Today is the 24th of November, the Sunday before Thanksgiving.
Amen.
And I thank the Lord, I thank you for being with us. I thank you, Lord, for being with us. Help us to go forward in you this day. Bless every speaker, every comment. Let it all be Holy Spirit filled. Help us to go forward in you, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
Going forward in the Lord is the way to go.
Amen.
You know, when you many times people start off apprehensive and they don't know what to expect. They never done. You know, when you've taken a step in life that you never took before, it can be overwhelming. You know, I seen a guy, he fainted when he was getting married. You know, life can be overwhelming. Every choice, everything you do, and following God is no different. You don't know what's going to happen. You read about the prophets. You know how the Lord can do things. Isaiah had to walk naked and barefoot so many years to show people what was coming. Ezekiel had to make portraits on porcelain. And he had to lay on one side for so many days and on another side in people's sight for so many days. And you don't know what's going to happen when you surrender to the Lord.
Amen.
But it's going to be good.
Amen. I knew that was coming.
It's going to be fascinating. It'll get attention. And I love the Lord. He thinks of everything. Now, we're dealing with, we're talking about health and wholeness through the Holy Communion. I love the way God uses people from every nationality to minister his word. I listen to Joseph Prince sometime, and he's a blessing. And he's getting a lot done in Singapore and all over the world. And I thank God for it. We have to pray for the people God called, because as we follow God, we have to stay balanced. You know, it's easy to get off on a tangent. It takes prayer to keep things steady and moving. People are not always skilled in following God, but we can be. Just like we learn to have faith, we can learn to follow God, we can learn to trust God. Trusting God is different than faith. It's another aspect. Operating by vision is another aspect. And the more we learn, the better we can do. He points out that we stopped on this on the page 36. He was talking about the double, it started with the double cure. And he said, this is the second paragraph, he said, I want you to know that the cross, that at the cross Jesus bore our sins and our sicknesses. And so healing, like forgiveness, is a promise. Amen. It is a blood-bought right of Amen. Christians. This is, it's our right to be healed. Jesus paid for it. Sometimes people get tangled up, well, I don't deserve it. Well, newsflash, we don't. We didn't deserve to be saved, but God chose to save us and love us, and he chose to help us. So not only us, everybody, nobody deserves salvation, but everybody can have it. He paid a high price for it for us. He really wants you to have it. We don't deserve to be healed, but he wants everybody to have it.
Amen.
Sister Deborah.
I've been listening to Joyce Meyer's Beauty for Ashes, and she made the point that you have to buffet, not buffet your body, that we have to do the natural things and the supernatural.
That's right.
For our healing. We can't eat a rasher of bacon every day and then believe for healing.
No, something's going to cancel out. You know, I'm glad you brought that up. The laws of sowing and reaping. We have to, we can be blessed by the laws of sowing and reaping, just like we can be hurt by the laws of sowing and reaping.
Yes.
And, you know, you can't eat too much of the wrong thing and expect to, you tear your body down.
Yes.
And in this world, this is a fallen world, there's things that we, that shouldn't be eaten in the first place, but if you eat a little bit, you'll be all right.
Yes.
And, If you stick with what God did in the first place, you'll be, things will really work well. But when you follow God, you know, you follow on a path you're gonna continually excel in your thoughts, in your imaginations, in your when you make a choice to follow God, you're gonna learn many things for many reasons. Your expectations are gonna change. And then the way you see things will change. The way you process things will change. It's affected by the positive choice you made to follow him. You're going to see him do things in the experience. You're going to have greater forms of wisdom. So when we follow him, that we become unlimited like he is. The more we follow him, the more unlimited we become. And then our advice changes. We're in the atmosphere of the Holy Spirit. And we're more likely to speak by the Holy Spirit. And all of these wonderful things cause a spiritual wealth to mount up on your life. If you think, you know, we don't think, well, going out and being kind to people and laying hands on people and speaking kind words to strangers, we don't think much. That's just what we normally do, but spiritual wealth mounts up on your life because of it. And if you were going to live 70 years, you can increase your time because you're faithful. And because you're mounting up, now you're useful for something over here, and the Lord will give you the strength to do it. So we need healing because we're still dying. Everybody that Jesus healed eventually died because of time. That's something that they all had in common. They got healed, but they the process of time, they died. Their life was extended. And so if the Lord wait too long, we'll die. But that's fine, we'll be with him.
Amen.
But we can finish our course. So he said, I want you to know that at the cross Jesus bore our sins and our sicknesses. And so healing, like forgiveness, is not just a promise, it is a blood-bought right of Christians. He said, because of what he did at the cross, we do not just have forgiveness, we also have healing. Forgiveness and healing go hand in hand. The faith that you have for forgiveness from your sins is the same faith that will bring your healing. Because Jesus did the double cure. He forgave us of our sin, gave us everlasting life. The life of God is within us. And he did something about our bodies. He bore the stripes so we could be healed.
And he bore our shame and our pains.
Yeah.
So we should live a pain-free life.
Yeah, we can. It's for us. We have to believe it and receive it. The last couple of weeks we talked about receiving, and And I was talking to the Lord about it, and he put something on my heart about receiving God's word. I said, that can be a challenge for people. I said, what's the best way to receive? He said, to enjoy his knowledge. That's the best way to receive it. Enjoy it. Treasure it. Treasuring the knowledge of God is a choice. Sometimes the Lord can paint a word picture for you, and you just want it. You before you get a hold of it, the enemy will try to take it from you. And I say, Lord, give it back. And the next time I'm ready to capture, I capture it. I get a hold on it. Don't let it go. Well, sometimes he'll say things that's very important, but it's not what you wanted to hear. It's still wise. It's still important. You can sense that it's important because the Holy Spirit is giving you something to go on. And so I have to catch that too.
And write it down.
And write it down.
Write it down.
Yeah. And see, if you do, then you can prepare for what's ahead. When the drought was coming, who wants to know about a drought? God told the prophet back in the days of Acts that a drought was coming. But it didn't come that day. They knew it was coming so they could build cisterns and capture water when it rained. They could fill up their pots so they'll have water for their families and water to help other people survive. They could prepare. That's not a pleasant thought. But see, while the Lord is saying that, he's giving you the heads up because sowing is happening. And reaping must follow. God can't change sowing and reaping. And he won't. He put it in motion. It's going to be in motion. You know, Paul had Christians thrown in jail. Now, was Paul thrown in jail? And you know, that's how we got most of our Bible, because he couldn't go tell them. He had to write it from jail. See, the Lord can use anything. You don't just because something negative may happen, God can use that in any circumstance. He can use it as a stage. He can use it as a purpose. You can't lock God down. You know, Satan thinks more like we do. Oh, look at him. I got him in jail. He go around telling people. But Paul's still writing letters. And they taught the letters. And we got the letters.
Amen.
You know, so we have to give God room to work. Some of the things he tell you, he'll say things to help you change course. The Holy Spirit will always tell you the truth. So when we enjoy his word, we can receive it and act on it.
Something he taught me years ago. There is a season of sowing in the natural and in the spiritual.
Mm-hmm.
And when it's that season of sowing, all the wise are sowing, whether it's word or helping or encouraging, we're sowing. Then when the gentle rain comes, that's bringing about the harvest. But other people want to wait. And you're trying to plant when it's raining. You can't do that. When all the blessings are raining down on everyone else, they're seeing it, and then they're wanting to sow. You don't sow when it's raining. I mean, you don't plant when it's raining. So we want to be at the right place at the right time.
That's right.
Sowing in the season of sowing, so that when the rain is falling and it's time to harvest, that you have a harvest there. Because you've been sowing and sowing and sowing.
Mm-hmm. I was blessed to hear Jonathan Kahn yesterday. He talked about the menorah. The menorah is in place to catch oil.
Yes.
It's not working. It's receiving and giving simultaneously. And that's how where we get the light. They light the lamps. And it's receiving. The seven lampstands, yes, they're receiving. They're doing what they do. So that's how, so are we in this. The moon gives us light from the sun. It has to be in place to reflect. And that's our job, to be in place to reflect, to receive his knowledge and relay it. And we do it by the Holy Spirit. Okay, page 64. I would our communion, he said, "Thank you, Jesus, for your broken body.
Thank you, Jesus.
It is for my healing, my spouse's healing, my children's healing. Thank you that by your stripes, by the beatings you bore, by the lashes which fell on your back, we are completely healed. I believe and I receive." I like how he said completely healed. God, he puts countermeasures there to destroy every form of doubt.
Amen.
Completely healed. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
He said, "Thank you, Jesus, for the new covenant cut in your blood."
Thank you, Jesus.
"Your blood has brought me forgiveness."
Thank you, Jesus.
"And washed me from every sin."
Thank you, Jesus.
"I thank you that your blood has made me righteous, and as I drink, I celebrate and partake of the inheritance of the righteous, the inheritance of the righteous, which is preservation, healing, wholeness, and prosperity." We can do all things through Christ.
That's my favorite verse.
If you ever feel like you just can't make it, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us.